The state aching to run against Governor Steve Sisolak and he of the Sisolak shutdown. More to come as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The federal mask mandate for all transportation networks will be extended through September. That according to an announcement by the Transportation Security Administration.
The mask requirement is for travel on airplanes, in airports, on buses, and on rail systems. It went into effect in February with an expiration date of May 11th, which has now been moved to September 13th. President Biden signed an executive order on his first full day in office directing federal agencies to, quote, immediately take action to mandate the use of masks on trains, intercity buses, ferries, and in airports. Since then, more than 100 million Americans have been fully vaccinated against the coronavirus, and case numbers have dropped across the country. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has gone to the scene of a disaster during which at least 45 people died during an incident at a Jewish religious festival.
Paramedics say the tragedy was caused by a crush after people slipped in an overcrowded walkway. Eyewitnesses describe chaotic scenes with rescue workers struggling to reach those trapped, children separated from missing parents, and a communications blackout as the mobile phone network collapsed. The search for survivors continued through the night, with military helicopters taking the wounded to hospital. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu described it as a terrible disaster, saying everyone was praying for the recovery of the injured.
BBC correspondent Tom Bateman reporting. A federal judge has ordered police in Ohio's capital city to stop using non-lethal force such as tear gas on non-violent protesters who aren't harming people or destroying property. The judge's order came after lawyers sued Columbus last year on behalf of more than two dozen people who alleged they were injured in clashes with police in late May and early June. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 185 points, the NASDAQ dropped 119. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
With a Democratic sweep officially in place, we are now at the mercy of tax and spend economics. Get ready for runaway national debt pushing the further devaluation of the dollar. So if you haven't invested in gold, now is the time to protect your savings. Birch Gold Group is the premier precious metals IRA company in America. With an A+ BBB rating and thousands of satisfied customers, Birch Gold can help you move an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by gold. Go to birchgold.com/radio for your free information kit. That's birchgold.com/radio.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's 5:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. With Clark Kenny getting ready to expand to 80%, that starts tomorrow. The governor says Las Vegas' economic rebound depends on more casino workers getting vaccinated. Governor Sisolak and the casino industry leaders held a news conference yesterday pleading with the frontline workers to get vaccinated. Governor Sisolak said the recovery of the local economy depends on workers doing just that. To return to 100% capacity, Clark County and the Nevada Gaming Control Board are requiring 60% of people 16 or older to have received at least a first dose of the vaccine. Local health officials say as of this week, 47% of the eligible people in Clark County have gotten their first shot, meaning about 250,000 more people need to get their shots to hit that 60% level. And if you're still out of work, you need to actually start actively looking for a job or enroll in a job training program in order to continue to get those jobless benefits. The Nevada Department of Employment, Training, and Rehabilitation has issued new guidance for those claimants on what they'll need to do to collect jobless benefits. At the start of the COVID-19 outbreak last year, Governor Sisolak waived the work search requirements. As the economy begins to reopen, you got to do it.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Got a crash blocking the left lane, Interstate 15 northbound at Sahara. Also look for some shoulder activity, Interstate 15 southbound at Spring Mountain. Also some slow flows on the 515 west at Charleston. U.S. 95 eastbound at Rancho and congestion 215 west at Gillespie.
Gather round. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Friday, a busy Friday on the show. good to have you with us. You know, we're all busy. We all say that we're really busy. But I'm going to tell you something. I found somebody who's really busy. He's the founding partner of Hutchison Stephan. He's a former lieutenant governor. He is a keynote speaker not once but twice in the next two nights. Tonight, the Stand for Freedom at the Ahern Hotel. And then tomorrow, he's going to be a Lincoln Day dinner in Clark County. He'll be the keynote speaker there. He is Mark Hutchison. And Mark, welcome back to the show. Where do you find the energy, my friend?
Hey, listen, we got to just keep moving forward, brother. You just take one day at a time, and lots of really exciting, fun things going on. So I want to be involved as much as I can.
I know that the Stand for Freedom is a discussion on the gravity and impact of the filibuster and other issues facing America. Without giving away your speech tonight, I'm curious, what is the importance of the filibuster?
Well, the filibuster provides a check and balance. You know, the Constitution was set up. This is what we just sometimes need to really remember. The Constitution was created and set up by the founders for one purpose, and that was to promote freedom, to promote liberty. And one of the most important ways in which that construction of the Constitution promotes freedom and liberty is through separations of power and through checks and balances. And the filibuster is part of the legislative check and balance within the system of government. So the Senate plays a very, very important, vital role in checking the executive branch, in checking the House, and in checking the attempts to, you know, limit our freedoms and limit our liberties. The filibuster says that, you know, before legislation can be brought to the Senate floor, that there has to be a vote for a cloture, which requires 60 votes of senators, and without that vote, the legislation can't be brought to the floor. Now, there are some, you know, there are some exemptions to that, or some exceptions to that, but in general, you got to have 60 votes in the Senate to advance legislation. If you blow up the filibuster, you only need 51.
And then you become nothing better than the House of Representatives, and I thought there was always supposed to be a difference between the House and the cooling saucer of the U.S.
That's
Senate.
Right. You're absolutely right. Kevin, you're absolutely right. Those were the words that the founders used, that, you know, that the House was very responsive to kind of the passions and the issues of the day. And that's why they're elected every 2 years, because they want to reflect those current issues. And then the Senate is different. The Senate is supposed to be about, consideration, deliberation. They're elected every 6 years, and it's supposed to be this cooling effect that allows some deliberation.
Now, let me ask you, what is behind the Democrats trying to do this? Is this just a power grab, or is it something different? Is it philosophical, or is it more operational?
Well, listen, you know, we had this big debate when Donald Trump had the presidency in 2016, and we had the House and we had the Senate, and the Democrats back then were saying just how important the filibuster was for the purposes that we just described, that we have to have a check and balance, we have to have a cooling process when we can deliberate and think about legislation, right, and make sure it's in the long interest of our country. And now all of a sudden, none of those considerations apply, because they want to push through what is by all accounts the most progressive left-wing radical agenda in generations. So that's what's happened. I think just practical push through, the Biden agenda that we were told, all throughout 2020 was going to be this moderate agenda, and it's just not.
We'll get to the Biden agenda in a bit. I do want to ask you, because we are into week 13 of the 81st Nevada legislature, and I've talked to a number of legislators, and they all are in agreement that this is without a doubt the most partisan a group that is operating in the majority in the Assembly and the State Senate. What about from your vantage point?
I've just never seen it like this before. I used to give points in speeches, Kevin, that, look, whatever you think about Nevada and the Nevada legislature, my experience was, and it truly was, that most of those legislators were all about what's best for Nevada. Look, we can go fight and throw throw javelins at each other during the campaign, but then we would come together and we would really govern together for the benefit of Nevada. And you saw that over and over again with different pieces of legislation that I would give examples of. I don't see that now. I just see a very hard left partisan turn to the legislature. And I think it really is because the governor and I believe the legislative leaders in the Democratic Party have been captured by this national Democrat hard left agenda. And they're all scared to death of the money and the potential primary challenges that are going to come after them if they aren't really hard left, you know, coastal elitist philosophies applied in our legislature. It's very, very troubling.
Again, former Lieutenant Governor Mark Hutchison joining us, and we're talking about what's going on up in Carson City. You have had a ringside seat for the legislative process. Why is it so difficult to get good government, not just in Carson City, but in Washington? Is that just a part of the divided society that we live in?
Yeah, I think I think it's just so divided now and so, you know, so so disputed and challenged at every turn. You know, we can't even we can't even agree anymore on what it means to be an American. You know, basic American values, patriotism, and you know, honor to those who have preceded us. I don't think that we have in our government system right now through the representatives a lot of humility. And recognition is that they may not know everything and that there may be some things we could learn from the past. And so it's just this real partisan environment. Now, having said that, those are the people in office. Those are the people who have been elected. I still don't believe, Kevin, that Americans and Nevadans feel that way in general. I work with people every day, who just are not that extreme, either on the right or on the left. You know, everybody claims that, you know, everybody's extreme on the right and the left. I don't think that's true. I think there are some. But I think that there are a lot of people who are just looking to do what's best for Nevada and love our country and want to do what's best as well. But it's just not being reflected in our elected officials right now.
So is it a matter of we have to change the minds and hearts of the folks that are in office now, or do we need different people in office?
Yeah, no, I think we need different people in office. I mean, I'm really concerned about this last probably couple of cycles with people who have been elected to Congress and also people who have been elected to the state legislature. They are, you know, for the most part, individuals who, like I say, lack humility, who think that that they know, you know, more than those who have preceded them for generations in terms of what works and what doesn't work for our country. You know, they are extremists. You know, a good example of just the environmentalists now who just, they don't care what the price is that has to be paid. They believe that, you know, the earth is going to just blow up and burn up in the next 12 years, like AOC said, unless we, enact this incredibly extreme environmental agenda that's going to cost serious, going to pose serious challenges to the country and to our state. I mean, but they just are these elected officials now, particularly this latest crop that's coming up, that just take extreme positions, and they don't care what the impact is on individual Americans or individual Nevadans. That's really the challenge. And these environmentalists are the best example.
Well, I've got to ask you, because your name comes up whenever we start talking about who's going to run against Sisolak, who's going to run against Sisolak. Your name always comes up on the short list, and I'm going to give you an opportunity if you want to spill the beans. I mean, I've got a nice listening audience out there that would love to know about your future plans. What about it?
Well, you know, I've taken a really hard look at running for governor, and I know others have as well. And I've said before, and I've said over the last 6 months, the most important thing we need to do is get together those who are thinking about running for governor. There are a lot of good ones, really good Republicans who are thinking about this. And we don't have the luxury of having a big food fight and a slugfest in this Republican primary coming up, because we've got a governor who already has a multi-million dollar bank account, and by the time the election comes around, we'll have even a larger one. And if we as Republicans can't kind of rally around a candidate, really support that candidate, and that candidate goes into the general election then with a lot of money in the bank to challenge Sisolak, it's a fool's errand. We're not gonna have a chance to unseat Sisolak. So I think that Republicans need to do what we always say that we're going to do, which is let's find a candidate we want to rally behind. Let's be practical. Let's be realistic this time. And that's what we're doing right now. We're right in the middle of that process.
Do you think the party will be disciplined enough to do that?
I do. I don't think we have a choice. Kevin. We are living in a one-party rule state right now. The Democrats control every lever of government in the state, and they control every lever of government at the county level, the biggest county level, Clark County. Every member of the Clark County commission, and many of them are my friends, they're good people, but they're all Democrats, every single person who is a who controls the committees and controls the legislation in the legislature, they're Democrats. There's a Democrat sitting in the governor's mansion. What are Republicans going to do? We're going to have a big food fight, and we're going to kill each other and call each other's names, or are we actually going to lock arms and go beat the Democrats? We don't have a choice. That's what's got to change in a major way for our party. We have to understand we're in the minority right now. We're going to stay in the minority unless we unify. It's the only way we can do it.
I thought I might be able to beat the truth out of him. I couldn't. I'm sorry. We'll have to wait along with everybody else. When we come back, the GOP has an opportunity in 2022 to take back the Assembly, to take back the state Senate, and more importantly, to take control of our state back again and make it a red state again. We'll talk about that and the prospects going forward as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gordon Christensen, and if you're a dentist as I am, or you know a dentist, please take a moment to listen. When I became a dentist, I learned how quickly poor oral health can lead to other serious health problems. And for people without access to care, these problems can spiral very quickly. I wanted to help, but I wasn't sure how I could until I joined Dental Lifeline Network. It's a nonprofit that has helped us literally change the lives of people in our communities. DLN asks dentists to volunteer to see just one of the many patients in need in your area. It's very simple. DLN screens those in need and coordinates an initial appointment that takes place in the comfort of the dentist's own office and on their schedule. Right now, there's a wait list for patients in need in your community. I'm asking fellow dentists who will join me in seeing one patient per year.
Learn more about Dental Lifeline Network at willyouseeone.org. That's willyouseeone.org.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Back with Mark Hutchison, the founding partner for Hutchison Steffen Law Firm, the former lieutenant governor, and he'll be keynoting the big do tonight, the Stand for Freedom, sponsored by Americans for Prosperity and the Libre Initiative at the Ahern Hotel. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be emceeing it. It's going to be a good time. Mark, I want to ask you, because we were talking politics in our previous segment, and I see 2022 as an amazing opportunity for maybe one of those wave elections that just changes everything. What about from your perspective, and as a guy that might end up running for governor, you want to give me a hint about that again? No. Okay. I'll take that as a no. Anyway, 2022 is an opportunity. What do you think about it for the state?
Well, I was part of the 2014 wave that ushered in a complete red state in terms of state government, right? We had every constitutional office that year, and we won majorities in both the assembly and the Senate. And look, we had some very good candidates who ran that year, but we were also helped by the Democrats who just were overreaching. This was the sixth year in the second term of Barack Obama. Americans and Nevadans were just fed up with this agenda that was just being ran down our throat, and they turned out in droves to vote against it. And you are just seeing a far more radical, hard-left agenda being pushed by the Biden administration. That trickles down not only, all the way from Washington, but it trickles all down through the states, through the local elections, because people just are not going to put up with this radical change that they want to force on the country. So I agree with you, Kevin. I think that we could really have a good year in 22 at the congressional level and at the state level.
Let me ask you about redistricting. What's going to happen redistricting? I know that there are both Republicans and Democrats across the country scared to death of the latest census figures. What do you know about redistricting in our state?
Well, we're gonna see that in a special session that's going to come up this fall. Normally, that happens in a general session, and we should have had to address that and deal with that in the general session. But we're not going to be able to do it because the census came out too late. So that's going to be this fall. I think it's scheduled for, I believe, like in September. And the Democrats are going to control all the levers of power there. Redistricting is just a process of passing a law. Literally, the legislature just describes the boundaries of the assembly districts, of the state senate districts, of the congressional districts, and then they just pass that into law, and the governor signs it or doesn't sign that. The last time, 10 years ago, we had a governor who vetoed two different pieces of legislation because they were so radical and they were so, harmful to Republicans and were just so unfair. This time, we don't have a Republican in the governor's mansion. Those maps will get passed by the Democrats and signed by Governor Sisolak, and then we're going to probably resort to the courts because they're likely going to be so unfair and just so gerrymandered in favor of the Democrats.
As somebody who is a litigator by trade, is that something you might get involved in?
I will get involved in that, yes. I handled that on behalf of the Republican Party. I was the lawyer for the Republican Party in 2010 when the maps that didn't pass, and so we had old maps that were unconstitutional, went to the courts, and I represented the Republican Party, and we got a good result from that. Kevin, we had the judge who appointed a three-panel commission. We went in along with the Democrats, their lawyer, and we argued about where those lines should be drawn, and the panel came back with pretty darn fair lines, and then it was determined by the judge that would be the lines, and that's the lines we've had for 10 years. So we will litigate again, I guarantee you, and I'll be right in the middle of that representing Republicans and Republicans' interests before the courts.
Again, Mark Hutchison joining us, founding partner with Hutchison Steffen and a former lieutenant governor, the keynote speaker tonight, Stand for Freedom at the Ahern Hotel. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be there, and I know a lot of you are going to be there as well, which I think is absolutely great. We've got a number of mileposts that are coming May 1st, June 1st, opening up the state. I'm not sure how much. They say 100%. We'll find out. I think the devil's in the details. What are you expecting? May 1st, what are you expecting from the Clark County Commission? And more importantly, what are you thinking about June 1st?